I was back in secondary school, as many times in my dreams, and we had a theme day tomorrow, where we was going to attend an inspirational conference, held by representatives from the Swedish Moderate Party. As I heard about the moderates' last proposal of fast ADHD assessments in rural areas with social problems, I felt upset of how the party creates a connection between ADHD and criminality. We traveled to Stockholm, and went to a hotel, where we checked in for tomorrow. In the next morning, we were picked up by a taxi that would drive us to the conference center where the event would be held. Remember my eyes becoming watery, I said to my teacher, I can't bear this, sitting and watching the talks from the right leader that now wants to send us 100 years back in time, to an age where we are seen as criminals. He was a good teacher, and said there could be an exemption. Instead, we drove back to a school. Some of my lovely classmates went by, and asked me why I wasn't interested in going to this exclusive event and watch this premium talk, and shown me a book they've got. They told me there's some big media attention there where national news was filming and maybe asking opinion from the classmates. Instead we sat in a chill room, where I could work on some projects on my laptop. Then there was lunchtime and we went out for lunch, where we meet my classmates another time. You're gonna miss something really big, they told me. After eating, I needed to go to the toilet, but the toilet was unfortunately vandalized. We'll go to the beach before the next event, wanna join? One of my classmates asked. I went to the beach, but I needed to visit the bathroom.
I suddenly woke up, went up, did my bathroom break, and went back to bed, and press resumed the streaming of
my choice to stay over the event, because of the perks my classmates got, but believe I was too angry to control myself at this point, because of my upset of what the moderates did yesterday. We were going to take a tram back to the hotel for chilling out. We had no money to the ticket. At the same time, I heard someone said there was a man, who needed to be rushed to the Southern Hospital of Stockholm, and all ambulances was under maintenance and gas prices was too high due to the stagflation. Then the tram was stopped, I see how some guys tried to build a provisional ambulance car, which were connected to the back of the tram. We sneaked out and jumped on the provisional car, which looked like a 1960 car model, laid us in the corner, and free rided the provisional tram ambulance's journey to the Southern Hospital together with the fatal ill man they've tried to recover. They lifted out the man from the ambulance, then we sneaked out, just to realize we've been the wrong route as our hotel were in the north areas of Stockholm. But we realized, why not let make use of the situation and sneaked out of the ambulance, left the hospital yard, and found another amazing beach nearby. We went to the beach, and I really wanted to take a dip. In this case, the dream become pure lucid, and I decided to put a life jacket on my clothes, then jump into the water as I was with all my street clothes on and flotation gear. I want to swim in a women's swimsuit and suddenly, I weird both a women's swim dress and a women's one-piece swimsuit under and feel the amazing aquatic chi flow through my body and upload my chakra as I floated weightless as the woman I always wished to become for about 12 seconds. Jove won the leading streaming service in Sweden, as he was on a visit at the school, and we had a discussion regarding how to use React Native in our school. We had a scrum board and tried to outline various aspects of React Native development, and how it could fit with the course objective I was enrolled in. I did some kind of code test, trying to point out common issues with React Native source code in an UML sheet on a virtual blackboard. I also tried to sneak over the email, and see how many submissions they've got for their playlist briefs. Then I went to the annual Way Out East Festive at my school, held in the metaverse. I went to various virtual startup booths, some located in a virtual skyscraper, another one in a spaceship, and a third one in a basement. As I need to find a job after my graduation, I went to one of the booths located in the basement, and was looking for try to make friends with those. It seemed they had some sort of issue with their React app, and I asked if I could help. They said sure, we might be open for it, so I went down their rabbit hole, and it seemed to be a task where I should calibrate a step watcher for their new fitness mobile app, which was going to help musicians to increase their physical activity as I could let you make music while exercising as an AI algorithm could convert the movement into music. I just asked if the watcher had been calibrated for aqua jogging or elliptical use, and they said I had to try out myself. Now, with being a closed beta tester of this new revolution music and fitness startup app, I found more confidence to attend the physical class than before, because I literally could benefit from my participation as my movement would help me create new songs to put up on streaming service. Even if it was a sport I didn't feel right with, such football I found it more appealing to not skip the lesson. I packed my green bag I had in my lower grade school, with both swimwear and sportswear, as I didn't know what would be. I then went back to the fair, and to the physical class, where we were mixed into groups for different sports doing in VR. We played some sort of metaverse labyrinth sport, we ran through different labyrinths, and I got crush on a girl found there, which refused to accept my feelings. But she was probably a metaverse thing, and I tried to use my coding tactics to tweak the AI algorithm powered this artificial girl to fall in love with me. It actually seemed this girl was in Google Cloud AI created by the same company behind the largest streaming service, on a hack week. I know that if I could tweak this woman, she could fulfill my dreams. Swimming in clothes together in the lake or floating in the space. Being weightless. I know I didn't want to rack up a big balance on Google Cloud, in order to mine the blockchain and hope getting the required coins needed to buy the necessary stakes in order to get access to the algorithm's core. I was however against cryptocurrencies, as it is complicated when coming to taxation and banks has begun banning accounts which gets deposit from crypto transfer. But I believed I could write a clone of the woman whose soul consisted of an AI run by a smart contract on the blockchain. But I had to do it later. I run back and forward in the labyrinth, and had to repair a door that got stuck in the middle, before the big rain comes and soaked the store. I came across an old school CRT television set which I turned on, and see how the National Broadcasting Company broadcasted live from the show, and see my classmates was on live television and some of them were also interviewed live. Now I regret I didn't follow them onto the event, as it is one of my dreams to express my opinion in television. The classmates then come around again, and asked me why I didn't was there, as they told me there was a journalist from the television networking asking for where I was, because they wanted to know more about ADHD. Too bad my affection always spoil my best chances when the comes around. They stayed at our place for some hours to chill out before the big dinner and after work. He gave me some candy, which I ate immediately, and they asked if I wished to attend the evening party. He said they might be interested in my music and I joined there to showcase my story. Rushed in the labyrinth, hunted by some space creatures, and got stuck in the maze, which consisted of a metaverse combining several parallel universes. On this way, dressed as the transvestite Aleka, with brown-black curly hair and a dress, I stumbled upon different male and female copies of myself from different parallel universes connected together across the metaverse. Some of my copies were extremely aggressive, other was friendly. They came from parallel timelines of my life, where my life took different routes. I went to bed early this night, did some aquafulness mindfulness meditation, as I didn't bother to attend the evening thing because my ADHD meds left my body about 5 o'clock and this means lesser control my behavior. I felt bad I was going to miss the chance of my appearance in television, but I didn't risk my angry feeling about the moderates to cause me do something terrible that would put me into serious trouble. In the next morning, I wake up back in my hometown at 9 a.m. and was going to rush back to the school again. The hallmark of my town, the red wooden hunting tower, had been grown. On the top of this tower, there was a new platform, called Skyloft. It was some sort of entrance to heaven. I had no time to go to the tower, and went to school by lunchtime. I went into the school restaurant, and there was a new movement at this time where all food should be healthy. I found my green sports bag on the floor of the entrance to the restaurant, somebody probably had found it for me. Also the weird thing was my other blue sports bag also went there, not remembering how I could have been brought two bags. In my daily class, we worked on some creative projects, and chilling out gently, trying to finish some emails and consultation things. I did some homeworks and then let go. I tried to learn to like the bitter taste of vegetables by associating with the good natural feeling of swimming, to create classical conditioning bonds between the bitter taste and the pleasure of fulfilling my aquatic energy, through aquafulness aqua visualization. Then I entered the metaverse center that hooks parallel universes again, and walked through different parallel worlds. I know there is a lot of my experiences I want to disguise, and I though, much like the blockchain-based AI woman I meet, my life is a result of deltas of transaction sums in both the physical, spiritual and metaphysics. When I do the right things, the law of attraction provides me the keys that unlocks my opportunities. I can't count how many times I've got so much great things happening just after an activity that opens my chakra, such the anti-gravity ones such swimming, aqua jogging and similar. And how terrible events in my life, mistakes and misfortune, has caused atrocities that broke this pipeline, and I was thrown into an eternal darkness, in an endless cycle of just being able to make it but everything then gets spoiled right away. Therefore, my spiritual pointer is infinitely stuck back at the point of my life I graduate in the secondary school, where I was 20 years old and before I made the decisions that put me into trouble. It is the same story again and again, like an endless song on repeat, where I just going to graduate, finish the last tests, misses appointments I should have gone to, and there is a big party at my parent home. It feels like my life is repeating itself. I take an education, gets a good outlook for job, but then everything is spoiled, I get worse financially, then just have the fortune to recover everything financially and socially, but once this is secured, something blows up again and I am back in the loop. I'm spending my brain on trying to figure where the error which make me being stuck in this infinite loop without any way to get forward, and for each iteration things goes worse. Things looks again promising for me, with an internship of one of Sweden's most reputable independent music company with assignments regarding music promotion and playlist curation I've dreamed about for over a decade, and it seems still promising, but with my past experience of how most of things always getting spoiled at the end I still feel an inner frustration of being stuck in an endless fraud of myself with feeling I do countless fake wake-ups. I think the nightmare is over but then it starts again. Every resolution of a spoiled cycle often comes through an external bad event that acts like a bestow from above. In the last cycle, the coronavirus pandemic triggered so much effects with new understanding and social nets for failure, which I could take advantage of. And I feel how that relief I just went into then was spoiled again immediately. It is like I was crushed by a wagon in an elevator or plane, but the coronavirus crisis causes the elevator to plunge and while in free fall I become weightless so I easier can get out of the stuck situation. It is not good thing to say, but the pandemic seemed to help me out of my last cycle. Now, I feel poor but the current ongoing stagflation crisis, where I am not alone and many other people too are getting poorer due to increased cost, I feel it can help me with an effect I call stagflation. Stagflation is my word of how the threat of stagflation can be used to enhance my spirituality. The dream you've just heard is a mashup of one of my countless dreams I have every night, and how I feel that negative global economic recession actually could bring some value to my situation. In this podcast/audiobook, I'm not talking about financial decisions, if you should save on the savings account, stock market, budgeting or so. I want to go deeper about the spiritual meaning of life and how the whole financial situation is not only about politics but a fundamental harsh thing. There are too many individuals on the earth and there is not equal resources to feed all. There isn't enough fuel to allow everybody to travel to Thailand every winter. There is a lack of resources and our financial system is the system of funneling the distribution of the solutions to fulfill the needs. On the other hand, many people overeat while others are starving. Could it be good if the food prices goes up, so we have to ration our food intake, in order to not overload our metabolic system with too much food? Is it a bless to earth when we can't afford to get to Thailand next winter? More money and opportunities also means we want more. A better job means more money, but also means you have to consume even more stuff to keep your impression. I'm thinking like how the pandemic helped people to find new meanings and ways of commuting such remote working. The stagflation could be a natural way of rationing to increase our health and lower the environmental footprint? Back into the dream, I was trying to fix some email problems on another teacher's computer, and then build some kind of cloud-based solution to trigger event. If I succeed, I might have a job secured. We needed to open account to her cloud-based solution, but it seemed we lacked some kind of permissions. Back to school, into the next day, I the labyrinth again, and feel there is a problem the school is so big. My job was to mount billboards on the school, and I feel tired of the big school and the classes. I was working on interactive billboards, that could promote personalized events to the classmates. I tried to find my teacher, as I needed to hand in an assignment and needed some extra time, and she was gone. I said on a meeting it was too much disturbance at the school, too fast pace. Maybe the big school was cool but stressing for a guy with ADHD. I had hard to find in the facility as I had to repair doors, mount billboards and other gadgets, while girls are messing with me. Next morning, I decided to walk the way to school in order to see new music with my new app, and had brought some bags across the building. Back in the restaurant, some of my bags was found again, and I got to know the day was ending early after lunch, because of a new field day. We went to the beach again, and considered bathing, but I needed another visit to the restroom. I went back to the job fair, and was doing a test employment in a web development agency, but I failed to cooperate well in the Kanban team for some reason. We were coding React apps and I am trying to establish my role in this profession, but every time something went bad. Coming into the field day, we went out for various activity, but hoped they were planning some water activities, but no. My father picked me up and we drove back to home in his car and left me at the roundabout at the main road instead. You have to move a bit, he said. I walked back to my parent home, where my mother was sitting at the kitchen table. She was upset on me for again having messing with the girls, and I shouldn't have moved into a care home instead of an own apartment because of the changes of housing support. Father brought this day's copy of the Daily News newspaper and shown an article about me in the newspaper. Looks incredible, my son is featured in the cultural section of the Daily News, he saw. Back to the Metaverse Labyrinth, I visited parallel worlds and struggle with annoying copies of myself, and being exhausted after a recurring set of stressful situations in alternate timelines, I come back to school at lunch even more time, as I finally find out the way out of this hellish labyrinth, and a backdoor into the school restaurant. My bags was there too, and then I was going out to await the taxi. Outside, I see the world had been crumbled, melted in a greenish way, I believe something very strange happened. I am in the wrong parallel universe again. I though calling the cross-dimensional interstellar taxi. And I see a futuristic thing flying on the sky, a green 1970s steampunk thing come landing with me. I asked, is this for me? The pilot said no, this is not your flight. I waited a bit more, then come a new taxi, this a yellow Tesla-like car, very narrow. It was full of pillows and I tried to get into the narrow space, being stuck between the walls. I said to the driver I want to get home to my real dimension, not the fake versions of my life ones I've struggling with every time. The driver nodded and said absolutely, I'll help you. I believe it could cost something but I though the bill would go to the communist school taxi. We ascended and I saw the destroyed futuristic world below me, and how he accelerated as the numbers on the display above increased from 100 km per hour 1000 km per hour 5000 km/h 100+000 km/h, and once it reached a million, a wormhole opened in the sky and we went through dimensions in abstract space. Back home, we landed on the same base I bathed in the beginning, and I went out, and a television host said thank you for all, good to have you back, there was a big party at the beach. I once again went into the water with all my clothes on, and women's swimwear and for additional 12 seconds charged my chakras again by floating in the waves as the woman I always wished to be.
You have listened to the first episode of the audiobook and podcast Stagfluation, which is a story composed of a set of dreams about the challenges of living with ASD and trying to make it in a society but fall into a loophole stuck between advanced technology opportunities collides with ancient social norms that creates lot of economic, social and legal pitfalls when trying to make the most of own's abilities. The series is written by Alexander Forselius and narration was created with Amazon Polly, a cloud-based solution for artificial voices. Thanks for listening.